KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Legislature on Monday, painting a picture of crowded classrooms, teacher shortages, agonizing school closures, loss of learning opportunities, and uncertainty about the future. The Alaska Beacon reports school groups from across the state shared emotional testimony and expressed support for a bill which would provide a significant boost to per pupil funding. They spoke before a joint session of the House and Senate Education Committees as part of the annual legislative fly-in and youth advocacy initiative with the Association of Alaska School Boards. Rural and urban districts statewide have faced budget cuts for years, but are now reaching crisis levels. Teacher turnover is high in many parts of Alaska, and students express the stress and frustration around loss of educators. Last week, representatives of Governor Mike Dunleavy and members of the House and Senate began closed-door negotiations around school funding, but those talks haven't so far resulted in an alternative to keep the bill from moving forward. Cruise ship tourism in Juneau made international headlines last fall after voters were asked whether the city should ban all large cruise ships on Saturdays. Voters said no, but the conversation about the future of tourism's growth is far from over. Yesterday afternoon, Juneau's visitor industry director, Alex Pierce, shared data from an annual tourism survey during a panel at the Southeast Alaska Conference's mid-session summit. According to the survey of people who lived in Juneau during the 2024 summer season, nearly one-third said they think the positive impacts of tourism outweigh the negatives. But Pierce says that perception is waning.
Support is eroding over time and impacts are increasing. And with the amount of growth that we've seen from 2018, frankly, I'm surprised that that slope isn't steeper.
The City Commission survey of 500 random residents took place in December. It asked them various questions about the recent tourism season and the industry as a whole. Last summer, about 1.7 million cruise ship passengers visited Juneau. That's a slight increase compared to the year before. In the last 30 years, the number of cruise ship visitors coming to Juneau each year has more than tripled. Respondents reported that tourism affects them the most in downtown vehicle congestion and crowding on sidewalks and at the Mendenhall Glacier. More than half of them said they think the city is not doing enough to manage tourism's impacts on residents. According to the data, more people were supportive or very supportive of both proposed docks than those who were opposed or very opposed. Roughly a third of those asked said they needed more information on the projects. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
Talk one-on-one with experts on mental health, nutrition, pharmacology, surgery, childcare, and much more on Line 1, your health connection. Weekly on your local public radio station.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. President Trump and his designated spending slasher, Elon Musk, are hacking away at the federal government in the name of efficiency. Senator Lisa Murkowski says they're overreaching their constitutional powers, and she wants Congress to assert its authority. But as Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports, Murkowski offered no sure way to draw a line that Trump can't cross.
Congress created the agencies Musk and the Trump administration are targeting, and the programs they're slashing, humanitarian aid overseas, disaster aid at home, education programs, science research, all funded by bills Congress passed. Murkowski says the U.S. Constitution gives the president a lot of power, but also gives specific powers to Congress.
To have the executive basically come in and dismantle something that was legislatively created, that's outside the bounds of the executive. So it requires us in the legislative branch to then assert our responsibility, which is to to not cede the authority. And
how do you do that?
Well, you got to claim it back.
Murkowski cited, as an example, congressional earmarks. Congress used to send money to agencies with a lot of instructions about where and how to spend it, but that came to be seen as pork barrel politics. So for a decade, Congress didn't earmark. It just sent money to the government agencies and let them decide which projects to fund. Starting in 2021, Congress reclaimed its power to earmark. That assertion of congressional power, though, didn't require taking on the Trump administration.
But how do you push back on the dismantling of departments or agencies?
Well, right now what you're seeing is litigation.
Lawsuits. Judges and ultimately the Supreme Court could tell Trump not to tread on the authority of Congress. Murkowski recognizes the problem of relying on the courts to rein in the president. It only works if the president abides by it.
You're now having some in the executive branch saying, we don't think the courts should be deciding this. We think that this is our authority. You then call into question the legitimacy of your courts. That's not a recipe for good governance.
Some scholars and law professors put it in harsher terms. They say we're heading for a constitutional crisis if we're not in one already. Trump, in the Oval Office with Musk at his side, didn't sound worried that a judge would stop him from what he characterizes as rooting out waste and fraud.
And it seems hard to believe that a judge could say, we don't want you to do that. Well, so maybe we have to look at the judges because that's a very serious violation.
At the Capitol Monday, Senator Dan Sullivan didn't stop to take a question about Musk's dismantling of the U.S. Agency for International Development.
Sir, would you talk to me about USAID?
We'll get back to you with that question.
Hi, Senator. How are you? I wanted to ask you, what do you make of the changes to NIH funding rules?
Have a seat. I'll comment when I see it.
It's hard to hear because Sullivan was walking away, but he said he'd get back to me, and he told another reporter he couldn't comment on the cuts to grants from the National Institutes of Health because he hadn't seen them. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand. Thank you.
here we are. Okay, sorry about that. I wanted to say welcome to everybody before the show started. And so that's what I'm doing right now. It's another day in paradise. Little windy, not much rain. It's kind of the same old every day, which is fine. We don't have to worry about forest fires and the like. And what the heck, when we're fishing on here in the summer, it's blowing 70, we still get the net wet. When I fish southeast, it's blowing over 30. There ain't no way we're going to get the net wet. Interesting stuff. So I'll start the show now. Again, thanks everybody here in paradise. We'll start with Dan Seals with One Friend. Johnny Cash after that with Nasty Dan. And then Johnny again with As Long As the Grass Shall Grow.
I always thought you were the best. I guess I always will. I always felt that we were blessed, and I feel that way still. Sometimes we took the hard road, but we always saw it through. If I had only one friend left, I'd want it to be you. Sometimes the world was on our side, sometimes it wasn't fair. Sometimes it gave a helping hand, sometimes we didn't care. 'Cause when we were together, it made the dream come true. If I had only one friend left, I'd want it to be you. Someone who understands me, knows me inside out, and helps keep me together, and believes without a doubt that I could move a mountain for someone to tell it to. If I had only one friend left, I'd want it to be you. Cause when we were together, it made the dream come true. If I had only one friend left, I'd want it to be you. Someone who understands me and knows me inside out and helps keep me together and believes without a doubt that I could move a mountain. I had only one friend left, I'd want it to be you.
Who goes there?
Your buddy. Old Nasty Dan was the meanest man I ever knew. He'd stomp and scream and be real mean the whole day through.
Yeah?
He'd frown a bunch, he ate nails for lunch and he'd never laugh.
Well, I'd like him.
He'd growl and yell and I heard tell he never took a bath.
Wow.
Nasty Dan.
Nasty Dan.
Was a nasty man.
Yeah?
Hard to understand that Nasty Dan. Now Nasty Dan was a nasty man the whole day long.
Good for him.
He'd go where he could and he'd try real good to make things go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
He'd jump for joy when a little boy would trip and fall.
Really mean.
And the only words that he ever said were, I don't like you at all.
Yeah, right on.
Dan was a nasty man. Hard to understand that Nasty Dan. Now here's the best part is about a girl named Nasty Pearl.
Oh, she sounds okay too.
Nasty Pearl was a nasty girl who met Dan somehow.
Yeah.
She said, "You're like me, rotten as can be. Let's get married now." So they went and they did and had a nasty kid, and I must confess that Dan pretty much leaves everybody alone now, and he doesn't bother anybody anymore, because he just lives in his nasty old house with his nasty old wife and his nasty kid.
Yeah.
In nasty happiness,
far out.
Nasty Dan, he's a happy man.
Yeah.
Hard to understand, but Nasty Dan.
Wow, that was really great.
Like
and
that?
Say, aren't you Johnny Trash?
Cash. Have a rotten day.
Yeah, wow. There goes my kind of guy.
As long as the moon shall rise, as long as the river flows, as long as the sun will shine. As the grass shall grow, the Senecas are an Indian tribe of the Iroquois nation. Down on the New York, Pennsylvania line, you'll find their reservation. After the U.S. Revolution, Corn Planter was a chief. He told the tribe these men they could trust. That was his true belief. He went down to Independence Hall, and there a treaty signed that promised peace with the USA and Indian rights combined. George Washington gave his signature, the government gave its hand. They said that now and forevermore that this was Indian land. As long as the moon shall rise, as long as the river flows, as long as the sun will shine, as long as the grass shall grow. On the Seneca Reservation, there is much sadness now. Washington's treaty has been broken, and there is no hope, no how. Across the Allegheny River, they're throwing up a dam. It will flood the Indian country, a proud day for Uncle Sam. It has broke the ancient treaty with a politician's grin. It will drown the Indian graveyards. Corn Planter, can you swim? The earth is mother to the Senecas. They're trampling sacred ground. Change the mint green earth to black mud flats as honor hobbles down. As long as the moon shall rise, as long as the river flows, as long as the sun will shine, as long as the grass shall grow. The Iroquois Indians used to rule from Canada way south, but no one fears the Indians now and smiles a liar's mouth. The Senecas hired an expert to figure another site, but the great good army engineers said that he had no right. Although he showed them another plan and showed them another way, they laughed in his face and said, "No deal, Kinzua Dam is here to stay." Congress turned the Indians down, brushed off the Indians' flea. So the Senecas have renamed the dam. They call it Lake Perfidy. As long as the river, as the rivers flow, as long as the sun will shine, as long as the grass shall grow. Washington, Adams, and Kennedy, now hear their pledges ring. The treaties are safe, we'll keep our word. But what is that gurgling? It's a backwater from Perfidy Lake. It's rising all the time, over the homes and over the fields and over the promises fine. No boats will sail on Lake Perfidy. In winter it will fill. In summer it will be a swamp and all the fish will kill. But the government of the USA has corrected George's vow. The father of our country must be wrong. What's an Indian anyhow? As long as the moon shall rise, look up. As long as the river flow, are you thirsty? As long as the sun will shine, my brother, are you warm? As long as the grass shall grow.
Yeah, as long as the grass shall grow, that's every month of the year except for winter time. Coming up now, we have Bob Morris with Queen Bee. And who's the Queen Bee of jazz? I mean, soul. Boy, I can't remember. I do a show, a soul, a blues show, blues and jazz. I can't remember the Queen Bee, like I said. Anyway, I'll figure that out and have a show for you on that in a couple days. Ricky Skaggs at that with I Wouldn't Change If I Could. After that, Tex Ritter, I'm Wasting My Tears on You.
Hey, Queen Bee, maybe someday you and me could get together and make a little honey. Queen Bee, don't lie to me. I know that I'm a big fool, but it ain't that funny. Cause Queen Bee, you're the only thing that makes my cloudy day bright and sunny. So hey, Queen Bee, maybe someday you and me could get together and make a little honey. Every time you start flipping your wings, you always seem to draw a big crowd of bees. But I know I'm not the only bee in your hive. You're the only bee that keeps my world alive. So hey, Queen Bee, maybe someday you and me could get together and make a little honey. Queen Bee, don't lie to me. I know that I'm a big fool, but it ain't that funny. Cause Queen Bee, you're the only thing that keeps my cloudy day bright and sunny. So hey, Queen Bee, maybe someday you and me could get together and make a little honey. Someday, somebody's gonna clear up your wing. Someday that somebody might be me. You know that I'm in love with you so much, but I just can't get close enough to touch. So hey, Queen Bee, maybe someday you and me could get together and make a little honey. Queen Bee, don't lie to me. I know that I'm a big fool, but it ain't that funny. Cause Queen Bee, you're the only thing that makes my cloudy day bright and sunny. So hey, Queen Bee,
you and me could get together and make a little honey. Yeah, queen bee, and maybe someday you and me could get together and make a little honey.
Yeah, I'm gonna break in just for laughs. I looked it up. Who is the queen bee? And I was, you know, the album's called Queen Bee, and someone said that when the queen bee now is like, she just won an Oscar. I mean, a bunch of Grammy awards and changed Bianca, that's not it. Anyway, the queen bee I'm looking for is Coco Taylor. And I haven't heard her stuff in a long time. I think we have some in our library. And, I'm trying to, never mind. I'll figure it out later. Who's the queen bee now? I just won the Grammy. And changed my cut. Everybody knows this gal. And I do, too. I can see her in my face. But I can't remember. Like I've always said, the things in life I've lost, I miss my mind the most. Almost blocked on that one. Here's Ricky Skaggs, after that, Tex Ritter.
A princess in a storybook, a king upon his throne. That's what we are, and you belong to me. I wouldn't change you if I could. I love you as you are. You're all that I would wish for if I wished upon a star. Just the way you are, I wouldn't change you if I
again to stop two time in me. Though I knew better even then, I couldn't set you free. I love you somehow, but it's all over now. I'm wasting my tears on you.
Take this heartache anymore. She said, don't tell me lies and try to please me. I've heard it all so many times before. And I took her by the arm and said, don't leave me. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do. Just give me time, I'll be the man you've needed. She said, I wish that I could take that for the truth. And I said, someday I'll get my life straight. And she said, what's done is done. And I told her someday. She said, I can't wait. Oh, sometime, someday, just never. All I've ever wanted was to love you. Somewhere deep inside me I still do. But now I think it's time I stop believing. 'Cause I'm never gonna see a change in you. And I said someday I'll get my life straight. And she said, it's too late. What's done is done. And I told her someday. She said, oh, sometime, someday, just never come. Oh, sometime, someday,
just never come.
Yeah, next I'm going to play a bunch of Janie Frick for you. I sang a lot with Merle Haggard, and that'll be his first piece here, A Place to Fall Apart. That's Merle Haggard and Janie Frick. After that, the Frick Lady with If Ain't Easy, It Ain't Easy Being Easy. And after that, I'll Need Someone to Hold Me. And I got more coming down the road.
I'll probably never see you eye to eye again. This letter's meant to be my last farewell. But you need to understand I'm nearly crazy. You need to know my life has gone to hell. Write me back and tell me why it ended. Send a letter that I can show my heart. I'll be somewhere between I love you and what you're feeling now. Looking for a place to fall apart. Looking for a place to fall apart. Trying to find a place that I can leave my heart. I need to be somewhere hiding when I feel the teardrop start. Looking for a place to fall apart. I can't seem to justify you're leaving me. I'm bewildered as to how it all came down. I thought everything was fine till your phone called. The call that turned my world around. Send me word and tell me why it ended. I need some final proof to show my heart. I'll be somewhere between I love you and what you're feeling now. Looking for a place to fall apart. I need to be somewhere hiding when I feel the teardrops start. Looking for a place to fall apart. Looking for a place to fall apart. Trying to find a place that I can leave my heart. I need to be somewhere hiding. When I feel the teardrop.
That you love me again, but it might take me a little while. I know you'll be holding me tight. You know when the moment is right. When I was broken in two, it was all because of you. But baby, I need
I was saying with Janie Frick, we have Down at My Last Broken Heart. After that, Do Me With Love, and then Let's Stop Talking. I'll give you one more. I don't think it takes us to the top of the hour, but it might. And that's He's a Heartache. So, here's Janie Frick.
Time or two. to. This time I think I'm down to something I can't afford to lose. I think I'm down to my last broken heart. I think I'm falling in love with you. I'm just afraid to start. Well, until I
do me with love, or don't do me at all. Been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost, 'cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold, dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I count my blessings every night I pray, that the Lord lets me keep you just one more day. And every day he does, 'cause God knows too, that I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. If I didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. All your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I've already said it, but I swear it's true. I know I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Coming right up to the top of the hour.